David Lawrence's Personal Netcast Podcast.
With fragging all around us.
This is David Lawrence's Personal Netcast.
Ah, there's too much stuff to do. I don't have enough fucking time to do all this shit.
Okay, now that we got rid of the soccer moms. My name is David Lawrence, and this is the Personal Netcast Podcast. Absolutely free to you, and you get what you pay for, okay? So just so you know. It is Friday, November 10th. And I appreciate you staying subscribed to the podcast at feeds.feedburner.com/PN. I want to remind you that we started today at myspace.com, and the feed for that is feeds.feedburner.com/todayatmyspace. Daily news, up to the minute, about what's going on at MySpace. We're going to start a whole series of podcasts and blogs about meme sites. Today at MySpace, Rever, YouTube, Second Life, Google Video, iTunes, digital film, whatever it is, we will create a blog and talk about it, and you'll get a daily one-minute update as to what's going on, so watch for that coming down the pike. So with us, first hour of the show, we had Megan Murphy from Star Magazine, and we discussed the whole business of Britney Spears texting Kevin Federline to divorce him.
Wow.
That and also the hideous outfit that J-Lo wore to some awards event that made the front cover because it was just so bad. And also Reese Witherspoon and Ryan Phillippe breaking up. And
I'm sad about that.
It's very upsetting.
Yeah. So we talked with her about that, and also we tried to figure out how old she was because she seemed to know all of the husbands of Elizabeth
Taylor.
Elizabeth Taylor, right. So how'd you know?
He said that.
You said that?
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Just
were you listening to the show?
No.
No.
All the husbands.
There's only one person named Elizabeth.
Elizabeth.
Yeah. And then in the second hour of the show, we had Jean-Claude Lamar on, whose film, Color of the Cross, is out today in about 300 screens across the country, mostly in urban communities, a lot of Magic Johnson theaters and stuff like that. The premise of the film is the Holy Thursday. Holy Thursday before Good Friday, right? Mm-hmm. It's Ash Wednesday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday. It was the day of Holy Thursday, Jesus as a black man. And not a new concept, but the way they handled it in the film, very interesting that racial overtones actually led to Good Friday and his capture and flogging and death and whatnot. And you can go to colorofthecross.com for that. And then the third hour of the show, there are more people in this studio than have been in the studio in a long time, plus the phone lines. It's a madcap affair. We have Lamar and Sean from Orange County Films at orangecountyfilms.com. We have Paul J. Alessi and his lovely wife, Amy Barsky, who is one of my scene partners. And we went to class together at Howard Fine, and she's a great friend. I've been on the show a number of times. Paul's film, Morphine, and 10 Till Midnight?
10 Till Noon.
10 Till Noon.
Official Rejection.
Midnight, sorry. 10 Till Noon. I haven't seen 10 Till Noon. Otherwise, I would have known the name of the film.
No worries. So.
But he's been very kind, along with Sean and Lamar and with Amy, to show My Name is Wallace at the Fine Arts Theater here in, it's theater, right? I got that right?
Okay. Beverly Hills.
In Beverly Hills. I'm just doing this all from memory, and I'm doing fairly well at it. This would be a 98. Wouldn't it, Dr. Pondillo?
Well, I would say, yes.
A 98? Okay. And then on the phone with us from Nashville, because, of course, it's like 6 in the morning there, and he has nothing better to do, is Dr. Robert Pondillo, who is the director of My Name is Wallace, yep. And I just showed them the poster, and they liked the poster.
Oh, super.
So the poster's at gotprint.com, and I'll watch for the color shift.
Watch for the color shift.
Okay. they called me today to say anything over $400, you got to get an authorization. And it was sitting there for two days waiting to be approved, you know?
Mm-hmm.
No word, no call, no email, no nothing, just sitting there. I'm like, okay, fine. So it's on its way.
We could talk about one sheets after this show.
What's that?
We could talk about one sheets after this show. I have
one
some connections.
Okay, cool. Connections on the one sheets thing.
It's all about connections.
Yo, I got the hookup, bro.
in terms of a press kit, how superfluous are they? How unnecessary are they? Or are they necessary?
Without a box? You signed up for them?
Yeah.
You can just do everything pretty much online press kit.
But I mean, when you're at a place, I don't want to be walking around with
8.5 by 11
envelopes. Yeah, or anywhere. Anywhere. I mean, you don't want to be handing out folders to people. That's like people don't want to be burdened with stuff. They want to hold their wine and they want to have their cheese that's warm and they want to watch the film and make excuses and go home.
95% of the people that I interviewed for my documentary, Official Rejection, basically said that they throw them out in the trash the second you turn around. Unless it's at a scheduled meeting, if you hand it to them at an event, it pretty much goes in the garbage.
Now, is that the same with DVDs, or do they keep those?
No, they'll keep those.
Some of them will keep them. Some of them said they trash them as well.
But if you hand them a mini DV, they'll keep it because they can use it for like scratch tape.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? they can do production on it.
I'll tell you what, the movie industry is almost in that genre. The press kits is becoming like junk mail that you get at your house.
Mm-hmm. Really?
I get a lot of mortgage statements, but you know what? If I keep on seeing green light, green light, green light, green light,
you know, maybe you went with?
No, I'm just saying.
Because I want to talk to you about Home 123.
Okay, 123.
I don't know. No, countrywide. I don't know. So, but you're saying enough FaceTime right. with something and it makes
marketing.
A difference.
You know marketing. That 99% of your marketing is going to go in the trash, but that, you know. 1%.
So does that make sense to you, Bob? We should do a one sheet and not do like the actors' bios and shit like that?
You know, Dave, this is like a whole different area of expertise for me. I just like to write them and direct them, and then you guys do whatever that, you know, just make people watch them. That would be fine.
Yeah. Mm. And for me, it's make people buy them.
The online stuff is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll do that. We'll do a one sheet, and we can actually take the design from the poster and just like strip out the other content and just put something in there. Maybe move my face a little bit more to the right. Get it out of the way.
No.
And so. Marketing techniques are great, too. You know, people are getting more inventive. Like, if you were to take the Wallace and say, Wallace is coming, and that's it. You know?
Well, just... Wallace's mother would have something to say about that.
Yes, sir.
Wallace isn't even breathing heavy, okay? We can do things
you
like
know,
that.
You just got to be creative and then get their butts in the theater.
Yeah. I want to, Bob, I'm going to, do you want to talk after or do you want to go?
I'm whatever you need, Dave.
Well, here's the thing. I want to spend some time with Amy on her thing with Maryvale.
Sure.
So how about if we speak at some point in the future, tomorrow or whatever?
Okay, why
not? Is that
not?
Cool? And then you can go to bed.
It was a pleasure talking
Thanks,
to you, Bob.
Good talking to you,
And I really
too,
want
again.
You to, will you please consider, I mean, getting the ball and chain to let you come out here?
Oh, my.
I mean,
she's going to slap you.
Let
so
me
hard
refer to Edie as the ball and
with
chain.
You. Well, okay. You could bring her with you.
Yeah, that'd be great. Would you do that?
We'll certainly talk
All
about
right,
it.
All right, fine.
Why
we'll
not?
Talk about it. All right. What's the matter? You got something to say?
No, I got nothing to say.
All right, fine. Thank you, Bob.
Yeah, hope to see you guys soon.
Yeah,
All
you
right,
will.
Bye, Bob.
Yeah, there Bye-bye. You go. So there's Dr. Robert Pondillo, everybody. This thing is happening on December 9th, and on that same date. And by the way, if you want information on coming to see the film on December 9th, I think it's limited tickets. I mean, we have a nationwide, we have 45,000 people listening to this thing. So
come on,
you know, well,
bring them on. Let's,
don't be careful what you wish for because you just might get it. So go to pauljalesi.com. That's PaulJalesi.com. It's Paul's actor site and work site, but it also has information. What are you calling this anything? Night of
it's a
Thousand Flowers?
Network Film Night.
Network Film Night. Catchy.
Yeah.
Mm. Network Film
Direct
Night.
Direct and to the point.
Very nice.
Yeah.
All right.
No
so
BSing
that,
around.
That's happening that day. And you guys are involved too, right?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Do you want to put the headset on him just because?
Yeah. He likes him here, A.
He's not going to speak for the rest of the... I just, you know, it's only 10 minutes long.
He likes his accent.
But, you know. So we that was Lamar that was on for the first of the marketing thing, and then now Sean has the headset because, of course,
Hello.
I apparently didn't plan well enough when I designed the studio to have more enough people here. But Amy, who is just lovely and I've worked with in scenes and
Kitty Claws.
Kitty.
Titty
Claws?
Hello.
I heard what I wanted to hear. That
I know, but I seen your
but
play.
But you know what?
Boys are dumb.
That's not a bad idea. Jot
I
that
like
down.
Titty claws.
Has anybody produced that in the valley?
Let's produce it.
Oh, let's go.
That'll be our next venture.
Wow, isn't it amazing how the room just lights up when you start talking about porn?
Yeah.
Kitty Claws. Yes, oh, yes. You were the blind girl in Kitty Claws, and we worked together there. But Amy is also working that very same day. On a very special event at the Maryvale Orphanage and Asylum, which is just frightening. But go ahead, talk. Speak about it.
Maryvale is an orphanage. It's all girls, and they're hosting a Christmas party, and I am organizing it. I'm basically trying to raise enough money. Each girl gets 3 gifts, and I have a list of what each girl wants, and that's our goal, is to get exactly what
really?
They want. Yes.
That's so cool.
There's a little bit more to it than that, because tell what happened between last year and this year. There's a little shift in people who are running it.
The people that were running it for the past 11 or 12 years, a very nice couple, have decided to retire.
Yeah.
They felt that it was time to hand the reins over to somebody else, and no one was willing to step up.
So it would have been Christmas, would have been missed for these girls this year.
Right.
Yeah. So Amy, being the big heart that she has stepped
and
up.
And how much do you need to raise? How much are you looking at raising?
$15,000.
$15,000. Well, count me in for one of them.
All right.
So $1,000 right here.
Wow.
The show and
oh my God. Baby.
We're not $1. Oh yeah, count me in for $1. Yeah.
I'll double that dollar. Right, give me $2.
I'll match that dollar.
Orange County Films for $2.
Can anybody out there match Dave?
$1,000. Yeah. If you're listening to this and you want to do a good thing for a place that's named an orphanage asylum, they need help. Okay, I mean, really.
Let's just turn to an orphanage.
Yeah, let's put the stage up and we'll save the orphanage. Come exactly. on, old Pappy runs the orphanage.
Titty claws.
No, yeah. Wouldn't that be great? Yeah, there you go. And you can get information on that at MaryvaleAngels.com.
Yes.
So MaryvaleAngels.com. Can they contribute there as well?
They can sponsor a child or make a monetary donation. Absolutely.
Okay,
through PayPal.
Very cool. Very cool. All right, so I appreciate you tuning in and go to Orange County Films. .com for their company. Thanks for staying subscribed.
David Lawrence's Personal Medcast Podcast.